League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Friday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. Together live for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time to round out this week on TEL. And of course, our charge and our duty each and every Friday to set the stage for your sports weekend ahead. We will see championships this weekend at the All England Club on grass, with Wimbledon semifinal Friday continuing in the men's side, and a couple of stunning upsets yesterday in the women's semifinals as well. That women's final tomorrow. The men's final, which is sure to be star-studded, comes our way on Sunday. Summer League in full in Las Vegas underway last night. Bronny James, Cooper Flagg, taking center stage in Sin City. And of course, DRS, we recap an 11-game slate on a Thursday around Major League Baseball as we get ready for a full slate Friday in the final weekend ahead of the All-Star break in the bigs.
Ah, fun day yesterday as well, Ben. Had an alt-team total that won yesterday. If I had to bet those four legs separate, 0-4. So your boy was getting looked out by karma last night as we cashed in some tickets. But also, yeah, if you're looking towards the Mets, they were supposed to hit yesterday. They didn't hit at all. How about out on the West Coast there? Oh, we might get 15 runs in that game. Who was the worst pitcher? Spencer Strider yesterday. How about that for the Atlanta Braves, who struggled? They got a game today. Now they got to get on a plane and go play St. Louis. Three games left before the All-Star break, which is going to be a break, because I'm telling you right now, there is nothing exciting about this All-Star game. So get ready for it, if you will.
The Midsummer Classic comes our way on Tuesday night with a home run derby. First up on Monday in Atlanta. We'll talk about that in just a matter of moments. But DRS, we have said it a few times now in the last few weeks. After the Oklahoma City Thunder win their first NBA championship in the 17 seasons in OKC, it's a good summer to have any bit to do with this Thunder organization. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP, gets paid a handsome amount, $71.25 million per year. Earlier in the week, Chet Holmgren, the five-year rookie max. And how about yesterday? J-Dub cashes in as well. Jalen Williams signs a five-year rookie max extension worth up to $287 million. J-Dub's got the bag. Everybody in Oklahoma City has the bag right now. The Thunder's young core taken care of, it would seem, DRS, for the next few seasons to come, and with a lot of money in their bank accounts.
Exactly. The ownership group celebrating championships, giving out a ton of contracts only to be a year and a half sold because, like, I'm not paying this freight on these players right now once they hit their massive side of the extensions at this point. It's almost like the victors go the spoils. And yes, this is what's supposed to happen in sports. A really good, young, talented core being signed, but you see the numbers that they're signed to. There are going to be ramifications down the line, even if it is the ownership group that goes, we might be in the smallest market in the NBA. Yes, we get huge television revenue nationally, but is this worth my while to stay here or cash out when we could push our chips in the middle, win one more championship, then sell, get a massive profit and say, hey, new ownership group, good luck with those hundreds of millions of dollars. We're out of here.
5-year rookie max for both Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. J-Dub is 24. Chet is 23. Mm-hmm. Our reigning MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is 26. He signed his 4-year extension earlier in the offseason. All of those guys, DRS, locked in the Thunder's young core to the tune of up to $822 million over the next half decade. A lot to spend. The investment has to be worth it in championships. They got one Larry O'Brien trophy and, of course, the short favorites to go back to back. How about elsewhere in the association? A focus on the future and on the marquee last night in Las Vegas during the NBA Summer League. Bronny James and his Lakers against that generational talent, Cooper Flagg, the number one overall pick, making his Summer League debut for the Mavs. It was Flagg's team holding on at the end, winning 87-85. Not the greatest shooting night or debut for that number one overall pick. Flagg ends with 10 points, but 5 of 21 from the floor. Bronny James on the other side, stout defensively, but had a shot at the buzzer, DRS, to win it for LA, down by 2. Clank off the back of the iron. I am pretty sure that Bronny James was 0-for from 3, if I am not mistaken. 1-6.
I made one.
But that, yeah, he made one. But that final miss, costly for the Lakers.
I guess you got what you wanted if you watched last night. Most people were tuning in. They just wanted to see Cooper Flagg. He was out there, played 32 minutes. Most people tune in to Bronny James, watch him stink. He stunk. So I guess, you know, even comes down to the end, 87-85 competitive game. But I think everybody got exactly what they wanted watching that game.
Pretty high price ticket to be in the stands in Vegas yesterday. Pretty good game, at least from a competitive standpoint. More around the Summer League and J-Dub in just a little bit. Quickly to the Home Run Derby, DRS. We had 6 of 8 participants yesterday. The field has been finalized. Welcome Brent Rooker of the Athletics and Jazz Chisholm of the New York Yankees to round out the field of 8.
We are at the point now we need to do away with Home Run Derby for 10 years to bring the excitement back. It's apparent nobody wants to do this in Major League Baseball. And when you get to those crossroads, you just cut bait on it for a couple years and bring it back later. That's all. This Home Run Derby is the worst I've ever seen it.
I'm not sure if Chris Berman is still doing it, but we do need Boomer going back as we get ready for the Home Run Derby on Monday night. By the way, the favorite, O'Neal Cruz of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 10 cents in front of Big Dumper. That would be Cal Raleigh, still our home run leader, despite being a little cold at the dish the last few days in New York. Of course, everybody in the NBA, an eye on the future. Next season, a new TV rights deal where a lot of focus will be on Amazon Prime. Well, Prime announced its new broadcast crew yesterday, headlined, DRS, by Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan, leading play-by-play duties.
Yeah, I don't mind those play-by-play guys. Never heard of Michael Grady. Never heard of Eric Collins. Love Stan Van Gundy. Oh. Never heard Brent Barry. Never heard Del Curry. Whoa. Casey Hubberth, know that name. What? Never heard of Allie Clifton. Christina Pink, heard that name. So there's my assessment of what you're getting out of. Hey, what channel is this game on? Yeah, it's on Netflix. That looks like I'm not watching that game.
Well, Prime, Amazon Prime, not to be confused with your streaming services.
Same thing.
Real quick, though. You've never heard of, like, Brent Barry and Del... Like, you've heard of Del Curry.
No, I know Brent Barry. I've never heard them... Like, I've never noticed them, calling the game.
Heard them TV as a broadcaster. Just wanted to clarify there. DRS, a huge day of upsets yesterday at Wimbledon in our first women's semifinal. The number one seed, Aryna Sabalenka, goes down in 3 sets. The Americans across the pond into the Wimbledon women's final. Amanda Anisimova pulls off the upset over Sabalenka. She reaches the Wimbledon final for the first time in her career.
You might be able to enjoy this women's final. Why? Because you can actually have the sound up and the police won't come to your house and be like, we hear somebody screaming in there. What's going on? No, it's just a tennis player on my TV who got beat. So there you go. We can all watch now, Ben. Yep, we can watch.
DRS, that's a good bit. We should continue. She will take on Iga Świątek, who is a hefty $2 favorite and looking really stout at the moment. Live to see another day. The NCAA Committee on Expansion for the NCAA Tournament met this week. I don't know what they discussed, but they have not reached a conclusion on whether to expand or to not expand the NCAA Tournament. They have filibustered for a little bit of time.
Yeah, the NCAA committees are the worst run committees in the history of mankind because simple solutions take years. Like, we don't know if we can go from four playoff teams to six. It might take 7 years to get people. Stop it. In 30 seconds, you can have the next 10 years laid out in NCAA basketball. Let's push it back a little bit. What's the argument? You're either in or you're out.
Exactly so. And at a certain point, you got to, you know what, or get off the pot. Just make a final determination. Stop hanging it over people's head. But I am glad expansion has not come just yet. DRS, Najee Harris, new running back for the Chargers, according to his agent, sustained a superficial, that means on the outside, eye injury after a fireworks mishap at a 4th of July event that he was attending.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Let's get you caught up in these summer months around the association. A big day with the future of the NBA on a Thursday. A 7-game slate now officially in Summer League in Las Vegas, the home of it in Sin City. We'll talk about Cooper Flagg's debut against Bronny James and the San Antonio Spurs looking like an absolute wagon, even without number two overall pick, Dylan Harper. But the big news, DRS, of Thursday, a big payday for Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the third and final piece of OKC's young core, of their big three that led them to their first NBA championship in 17 years in Oklahoma City. He is next up to get the bag, signing a 5-year rookie max extension worth up to $287 million. But it's not just J-Dub getting paid. It was Chet Holmgren earlier this week, 5-year rookie max extension worth up to $250 million, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on a 4-year deal. But up until Devin Booker got paid a few nights ago, was the richest annual average value in NBA history, $71.25 million, that at the end of his deal to end out this decade will look closer to $80 million. A lot to spend in Oklahoma City, the reward of winning an NBA championship and the investment of hunting down a second straight Larry O'Brien trophy.
Yeah, so you have the core back here. That's exactly important. That team won championships for you. That team is young here. That team's up for extensions, and they're all getting them, and rightfully so. We saw that graphic pop up on the screen. I do find it interesting. Like, if you are a I don't know, contract negotiations in Major League Baseball. Like, everybody hates Scott Boras. If I'm a player, I want Scott Boras because I know one thing. He's so ruthless that I probably am going to get every single penny I can earn, which means he's worth his weight in gold when I have to pay him his commission on the contract that I get. Same thing in the NFL. It's like there is no max contract that you can get in the end. Like, okay, I played 3 years. Here's what my money is going to be. So it's very important they have a great agent that gets you the bonuses, that gets you the guaranteed money. But as you see there, it's like, hey, Bill Duffy and Justin Haynes negotiate. That what do they negotiate? Like, a really good player gets a max contract. You can't get any more, any less at this point. So why are you giving away your money to any NBA agents ever if that's exactly what you are going to get? So I mean, that's a side piece to the talking points that we're seeing here with Oklahoma City. This team is really good, but also the Celtics were really good. They hit that same threshold. Everybody gets paid. You are one injury away from blowing the team up because you can't afford to pay anybody else and cover a $75 million contract and be competitive. Not saying it's going to happen, but we're in a high-stakes game now of almost like chicken. Like, okay, really good team, really young team. Oh, no, we got to pay them hundreds of millions of dollars. And if anything goes wrong, we might not be able to compete. And we're looking to trade guys just to get out from under some of those contracts to be competitive the following year, like the Celtics.
Basically, through the rest of the decade in Oklahoma City, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are all inked up to the tune of a ton of millions of dollars. $822 million up to that value combined between Oklahoma City's big three. It is a lot to spend. And to Donnie's point, for a young core where most of them, their key and significant contributors, were on rookie deals, they were getting a discount on those paydays, not any longer, which is fine, right? Before you really get into that first apron, in the second apron, and then ownership needs to back up the talk of spending all of those bucks. But you do have a limited window based on where the aprons and the thresholds are now in the NBA to contend for championships. And God forbid, significant injuries happen like we saw to Jason Tatum this last postseason. It can alter the vision of your franchise, trading away Drew Holiday, trading away Kristaps Porzingis. Not that the Celtics will not be a contender with Tatum back and healthy probably the following season, but to Donnie's point, it doesn't take a ton for this vision of what your future holds in Oklahoma City to change drastically. Plus 260 is the price on the Thunder to win an NBA championship this upcoming season, DRS. It is still nearly a third of the 29 other teams in the association. Denver and Cleveland, some reshuffling in the market. Co-favorites, or co-second favorites, I should say, tied for that second best price of plus 750.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, just getting back to the contract status at this point, like, the guaranteed money is crazy, and it is there. And these players absolutely deserve that money. So, Donnie's just being here. No, he's not. Like, you need to get as much money as you can in a short window. Sure. It's just kind of interesting how, like, certain, like, dynasties were built in the past. Or even now, it's usually like, okay, Shai gets his extension this year. Oh, Holmgren's up next year. And then Williams is up the year after. Almost, like, staggered. It's just kind of astounding that, like, all three of these contracts just hit it one time. It's like, okay, yes, we love it. And if we're healthy, we're going to compete for years to come. But even as an ownership group, you're saying like, man, we're winning championships. Like, I'm in a small market. I'm not even making a profit at this point. If I sell out now and what my franchise is worth because we're champions, let me just get out now at the right time. It's just interesting where the optics come down, where deserved players getting paid the money that they are owed and rightfully so. But it almost looks like now, like, all right, we're all in. What, you want to be all in. Like, you want these players and you want a championship run. But boy, that financial like restraint that you're going to have now over the next couple of years, where you have to thread the needle if you want to win championships. Otherwise, you just bottom dwell out with multiple injuries at massive contracts.
That's the critical side of spending all this money, right? Yeah. The optimistic and positive side is we won a championship as the second youngest team to ever do so in NBA history. We are investing in our stars that got us there and to get us back there. Again, OKC, short favorite, plus 260 to win an NBA championship this upcoming season. Plus 160 to win the Western Conference crown. The updated win total for OKC, 62.5. The over has that juice. DRS, a future around the NBA really got started last night. The number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg, making his summer league debut for the Dallas Mavericks. Not the greatest night, 5 of 21, scoring 10 points, but showing some flashes. I love how we build this game. Bronny versus Cooper. One is a generational talent that we knew was going to be the number one overall pick since he was 14 years old. And the other is basically a bench rotational slash G League player in Bronny James, who was one of six from deep and missed a potential game-winning shot for the Lakers under 2 seconds remaining in regulation.
Yeah, and by the way, this can go two different ways for Cooper Flagg, and here's how we see it. He gets one more game, plays well, we never see him again in Summer League, or he plays this game and we don't see him for like three more games at this point. Isn't that how we play it out? We're like, ooh, let me just get a taste of a superstar player and watch him again, and we don't.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. We didn't even see Dylan Harper last night. Coach's decision. Who knows? More on the Early Line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Just given the nature of doubleheaders around Major League Baseball, it is very difficult to complete a sweep taking both games of two on a single day in MLB. A part of an 11-game slate on a Thursday, DRS, where we had to make up a game that was postponed on Wednesday in Baltimore between the Mets and the O's. The Orioles were able to accomplish just that, beating the Mets in both games yesterday at Camden Yards. First up in the opener, Baltimore beats New York 3-1. They were trailing into the eighth inning, but a two-run shot from Gunnar Henderson gives them the lead. They add on some insurance. They score all three in the eighth. They win that one. Stays well under, though, a total of 9.5. And in the second game, Jordan Westberg stepping up big for the O's. Three RBIs as the Orioles take the second game to complete the sweep of the doubleheader against the Mets yesterday in the Charm City, 7-3 in that finale.
You knew the second game. I thought we'd get even more runs than the 10 in the second game, but you never understand how things pan out after game one in a series of a doubleheader. But understand this, too. Look at game number one. Like, David Peterson's on the mound. That's a game that you probably have to have. Seven innings pitch, one earned run, and the Mets don't win that game. That's devastating enough. But we also talked about Charlie Morton, how good he's been over the past 60 days in Major League Baseball. It's like, hey, man, old Uncle Charlie, can he out-duel another guy who actually is now on the All-Star team? And he did. Six innings pitch, one earned run yesterday, keeping them in the game. And the new game number two, where from a Baltimore standpoint, didn't have a great pitcher on the mound and also like more of a bullpen game for the Mets. You just figure like, oh, right, I'm going to trust that Mets lineup more than I do the Baltimore Orioles. And it was the exact opposite there. Now, for me, I did take an alternate team total over 2.5 for the Mets, so it worked out in my favor. But I'm shocked they only scored three runs. That is a terrible day for the New York Mets all the way around, because you're supposed to at least get a split. And then maybe you can change the optics if you win game number one. You lose game number one with your good pitcher on the mound. And then you go, okay, it's a coin flip now in the second game. And that coin flip went right to the Baltimore Orioles with an easy victory. Terrible day for the New York Mets.
And even at that second game, DRS, total was north of double digits at 10.5. They get to 10, but it does stay under by the hook. An awful day for the Mets, who, of course, were awful to end out the month of June. That once proud organization in Flushing, 3-13 down the home stretch of our previous month. Dropped their opening game, also conveniently in a doubleheader of July, against the Milwaukee Brewers last week, but had won 5 of their previous 6, including rallying for the opening game this week against the O's. So to lose both to end out this midweek set, not great. And when they won that opening game against Baltimore earlier in the week, and the Phils had dropped their first few games in San Francisco against the Giants, we were tied all square atop the NL East. Philadelphia didn't play yesterday. The Braves continue to stink. The Mets dropped both of their games, and the Phillies DRS now a 1.5-game lead in the NL East after they avoided the sweep against the Giants a few nights back.
Yeah, they got a pretty good shot tonight. Burgett's on the mound for San Diego. He's an okay pitcher, but Ranger Suarez is one of the best in Major League Baseball. So maybe an end of the first half of the season surge for them heading into the weekend. But as we said, the Mets, there'll be a time probably in 2 weeks. They'll be in first place. The Phillies will bounce back and forth. And I think it's official now, finally. The Atlanta Braves aren't bouncing anywhere but out of the playoffs, and the questions will start to come up. Are you bringing more prospects up? Are you trading guys like Marcell Ozuna? And what are you doing? Because if Spencer Strider and the boys were like, hey, one last weekend to get it right, that was a horrendous start for them in their series, or the end of the series, I should say, between them and Sacramento.
The Mets have now played 94 games. Let's not forget, we're into the final weekend ahead of the All-Star break, DRS, but we are well past any halfway point of this 162-game regular season. And we are going to focus even more after the All-Star break on that playoff positioning, both divisional races and spots in the wild card battles as well. The Mets dropped both yesterday. They're now a half game behind the Milwaukee Brewers for what is that top spot of 3 in the NL wild card standings. The other New York team at home looking for a sweep against the Seattle Mariners seem unlikely with Brian Wu on the bump. Seattle entered as a slight road favorite in the Bronx, and Brian Wu had a no-hitter going against the Yanks. DRS into the 8th. Seattle was up 5-0. The Yankees rally. They score 5 in the 8th, including a 3-run shot from Giancarlo Stanton and a couple of RBIs as they bat around with Austin Wells. And then in extras, Aaron Judge, RBI, sack fly, Anthony Volpe scores. The Yankees complete a wild comeback to complete the sweep against Seattle 6-5.
That's a tough one. If you said yesterday you liked Brian Wu in that game, which many people did, and Seattle was the right side of that game, and they were, only to have it blown up late in that baseball game. Sometimes you take a look at that final box score and say to yourself, boy, if I just would have taken Brian Wu in the first 5 innings, I'd have an easy winner, unless you have a loss now because of how well the Yankees played down the stretch.
We'll talk more about the New York Yankees on the other side of the break. We continue our MLB recaps.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a wild rally yesterday up in the Bronx as the Yankees come all the way back to walk it off in extras. Aaron Judge, an RBI sack fly, but it was an 8th inning DRS that was vital for New York. They were getting no hit into the 8th by Brian Wu, the starter for the Seattle Mariners. The M's were a slight road favorite in the Bronx. Not something you often see to avoid a sweep in this 3-game midweek set against the Pinstripes. They get to Brian Wu early in the 8th. Relievers come in. The bullpen out there for Seattle. And Giancarlo Stanton takes advantage. A 3-run shot. Austin Wells adds in his 2nd RBI of the 8th inning. Tied at 5-all into the extra frame. And Aaron Judge wins it for New York. The Yankees rally to complete the sweep 6-5 over Seattle. And DRS, a really good week for the Yanks against the Mariners. Pretty stiff competition. The Yankees, though, who had entered this week, of course, they had to snap that 6-game slide in the finale of the Subway Series on Sunday against the Mets. They did that. But even entering this series against Seattle, they had dropped 9 of their previous 12. They've now won 4 in a row and trail the Blue Jays by just 2 games atop the American League East.
Yeah, good move for the Yankees, too. And also, see if you can extend it now. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next up on the docket. See if you can go 2-1 in the series or 3-0 and get some of that momentum back, which Toronto seemingly they were surging over the past couple weeks. But also, I see the box score and, you know, somebody came in, pinch hit, went 1-for-1. They hit a home run. Damn, you know what? Monday night, it's going to be so much fun watching Giancarlo Stanton in that home run derby. Oh, nope. We're not going to watch him either. One of the premier home run hitters in Major League Baseball. But he does like hit home runs, just not in home run derby anymore. So, all right.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for you, my friend. We'll talk more about the home run derby a little bit later on. The Yankees, though, despite at a certain point earlier this week, DRS, trailing Toronto by 3.5 games in the American League East standings, have always remained the favorites. Now back by only 2 games, they're back to a minus money favorite at -130. Let's head to Cincinnati, the finale of a 4-game set between the Marlins and the Reds. Miami had taken the opening 2 games of this week to extend their franchise best road winning streak to 11 straight. They dropped the final 2 as the Reds had some great pitching performances on both Wednesday and yesterday. First, Andrew Abbott getting the better of Sandy Alcantara, as many have on Wednesday night. How about yesterday? Cincy, a -168 home favorite with who on the bump? Nick Lodolo, 6 innings of shutout work, only allowing 3 base knocks. The Reds blanked the fish to split the 4-game set, 6-0 in the finale.
Yeah, Quantrill's not very good. Yesterday, 5 innings pitched, 6 runs, 5 of those earned. ERA now at 5.62. That's exactly what you're supposed to do that lineup. But also, holding the fish bats down, that's impressive. Also, you take a look at that lineup here for the Cincinnati Reds, starting pitchers. Look, sometimes when you have left-handed pitchers that get into a groove, man, they're hard to stop. And you saw that yesterday with Lodolo. You have a couple young lefties in that, you know, rotation that you have. But for the Marlins, 42-50, they're going to be an interesting team all the way through. Some talent on that team. They'll fight you some nights. They'll play poorly other nights. But for the Cincinnati Reds, again, just getting back on the right track here. Once again, 3 more games to hit that all-star break. Use that momentum to your advantage. And they have a little bit of it now, right now.
Yeah, they certainly do, DRS. And who do they end out this final weekend at home against? The worst team by far in Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies. Huge for my Reds. 48 wins. We need 80. I bet the over of their preseason win total at 79.5. And DRS, the Reds will be in the mix for a wild card spot down the home stretch following the All-Star break. 2 games above 500, 48-46, 3 games back of the Giants for that 3rd and final spot. Sandwiched in between the Giants and the Reds, 2 teams. The Padres a 0.5 game back, and the Cardinals a full game back of San Francisco for that final NL wild card spot. We talked about St. Louis. Again, they are a full game back of that filed wild card spot. And they came to play in their final few games of this midweek set against the Nationals. They won the opening game 4-2. The Nats win the second game 8-2. The Cardinals respond with 8 runs of their own under the arch yesterday. St. Louis more than $1.40 favorite at home. They play 8. They take the rubber match. The Cardinals win the midweek set against the Nats.
Yeah, Miles Michaelis, 5 2/3 innings pitched, only 2 hits, no earned runs, 6 strikeouts in that performance to get his ERA finally below a 5. Sometimes that's all it takes. 4 of 10 at the plate here with runners in scoring position for the Cardinals, a .400 batting average. You'll take that each and every time. For the Nationals, sometimes it is hit or miss, and last night it just was a miss. Soroka wasn't bad. 4 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. You'll take that and say, all right, at least we should be in the game. But only 5 runners left on base, 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They were dead weight at the plate last night, Ben.
Yeah, they certainly were, DRS. Only a single run able to be scratched across. We thought we would get a ton of runs yesterday in Boston in the start of a 4-game set over the weekend between divisional mates, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox. Total 9.5, DRS. We only finished with 7. But the Red Sox rally to win their 7th consecutive game. A 4-3 win over the Rays because the Mariners were swept by the Yankees this week. And the Red Sox have won 7 in a row. Boston now occupies the 3rd and final wild card spot in the American League. The Sox playing really good baseball as you need to entering that All-Star break.
Yeah, Tampa Bay needed three runs out of him. What did I get? Exactly three runs. So sometimes you just thread that needle and it works to perfection. But we also talked about, Ben, yesterday, the previous couple of days playing the Colorado Rockies with 80-degree temperatures and winds blowing out. It was an offensive explosion. Yesterday, we said in the 60s with a light wind blowing in, and that sort of held the bats down. You take a look at Tampa Bay, only had two runners in scoring position, 0-for-2 with those guys there. And you take a look at 3-of-8 for the Boston Red Sox. Good win for the Sox because Walker Buehler, you got to start somewhere. Six innings pitched, three earned runs. That's a quality start. But by the way, Taj Bradley, who was the better pitcher on the mound yesterday, six innings pitched, one earned run, and you don't come away with a victory, that's always tough to live because you had the better pitcher, you had the better performance out of your starting pitcher, and you still lost that baseball game because your bullpen came in and gave that up.
Junior Caminero, by the way, since being named a participant for Monday's Home Run Derby, I think has hit a homer in back-to-back games as he did yesterday in the sixth to extend the Rays' lead to 3-1. The Red Sox rallied with three in the home half of the seventh. The rooks and the young guys performing well for Boston. Roman Anthony, the RBI single to open it up. Sadon Rafaela scored that run. Sadon Rafaela, the two-run RBI single that ended up being the game winner. And Marcelo Meyer, an RBI double to get the scoring started in the seventh. Again, the Sox have won seven straight. Boston playing really good baseball entering the break. I've been saying an 11-game slate. That's what was scheduled. We only got 10. The opener of a four-game set in Chicago between the White Sox and the Guardians. Another divisional duel ahead of the All-Star break. Rained out and postponed yesterday, hoping to play a doubleheader this weekend. But DRS elsewhere for Chicago teams, albeit in Minneapolis. Pete Crow Armstrong, the youngster for the Cubs, the all-star for Chicago, continues to tear it up this season. The Cubbies take the rubber match and the series against the Twins, winning 8-1, courtesy of PCA. Two home runs, three RBIs. Pete Crow Armstrong this year now, DRS, 25 homers, 27 stolen bases, 70 ribbies. He becomes the first player in MLB history, a long history of Major League Baseball, ahead of the All-Star break with at least 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases, and 70 RBIs before that All-Star break. Have a day, PCA. He certainly did.
If you play in Oklahoma City, he'd be getting a five-year, $250 million-plus rookie extension contract. But thank goodness in Major League Baseball, he's not going to make any money for probably five more years at this point. And boy, is he putting out right now. And you're right about that. He doesn't have any chance to catch Ohtani in the MVP race, but he's having his own MVP season in the Windy City. This game had nine total runs, and it was one of those yesterday. Remember we talked about, hey, we don't know if Byron Buxton's going to be in that lineup for the Twins and why that makes a deal, because he's the best overall hitter in that situation yesterday. He doesn't play in that game. They only score one run. But how about this? Colin Ray, seven innings pitch, one earned run, man. That's a really good performance out of a not-so-good pitcher to try to help you out.
Not the rubber match, by the way. My apologies. The Cubs avoid the sweep, taking the only game in Minnesota. More MLB recaps next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The Cubs avoid the sweep in Minneapolis, courtesy of Pete Crow, Armstrong, DRS. One final point on PCA. You mentioned how he's not really likely to catch Shohei Ohtani for the National League MVP hardware. That might anger some on the north side of Chicago, but it did cut into the advantage Ohtani had yesterday. Is it close to a pretty even money race? No, Shohei is still a minus 1,300 favorite to win the NL MVP award, but yesterday it was minus 1,450. Pete Crow Armstrong now down with that second best price to win the NL MVP award at plus 850. Again, Ohtani minus 1,300, but Pete Crow Armstrong showing he is deserving with the best war of baseball to at least be in the conversation.
He's awesome. There's no doubt about it. And it's just not a knock, but it's the same thing we talk about, like Aaron Judge. Carroll has hit 74 home runs to pass Aaron Judge. Yeah. Like Pete Crow Armstrong might have to hit 60 home runs to beat out Shohei Ohtani. Just the way it is. There are some circumstances you just can't overcome, like Aaron Judge in the mix of maybe a triple crown season where he hits 350 plus. Yeah, he's going to win it going away unless you do something historic that nobody's ever done. It's the same thing. Like once Shohei Ohtani becomes a full-time pitcher, it doesn't matter what the rest of the National League does unless you hit 75 home runs to overtake him. It's just the way it is. We're looking at two of the best generational talents colliding. And we talked about it yesterday a little bit on Moneyline. It's like, you know what? You look at both of these, you know, NL and MVP. Like in the NFL, you only get one MVP. Thank goodness. Can you imagine the MVP race in baseball right now between Ohtani and Judge? It'd be out of control.
That thing would get heated for sure. We said, have a day, PCA. Have a day, Soderstrom. That would be Tyler Soderstrom of the Athletics yesterday in the opening frame against the Atlanta Braves. Three-run shot against Spencer Strider. The A's took a 3-0 lead, but Atlanta did rally to plate four. So by the time we got to the eighth, the Braves were in front by a run 4-3. Enter Nick Kurtz for the Athletics, a solo home run to tie things up in the eighth. And as we went to extras, enter back into the fold, Tyler Soderstrom, the walk-off RBI single to win it for the A's. They take the rubber match in 11 innings, 5-4 against the Atlanta Braves to win the series in Sacramento. The Braves, DRS, 12 games below 500 again, 40-52.
And by the way, also Braves pitching yesterday, Spencer Strider, 6-2/3 innings pitched. He's finally getting stretched out as well. 11 strikeouts, but doesn't factor into the game because the bullpen does not do its job. But, you know, 3-run home run early in the game, that's just a tough scene. By the way, can you imagine, Ben, like having a little fun here in college football, which we're going to talk today, like our guy Nick Kurtz here? What would happen here if he played at Eastern Michigan? Would that be tough? You know what I mean? Be, you know, the wild rosters out here.
Kurtz. And a man named
Noah. The
dude
is good, too. And the dude is, I mean, the dude is, which again, contemplates where we have a little, you know, wordplay fun here where you slow some things down just to make sure everything goes according to plan. But that kid is a player, man. He really is. Like, how is
There's no doubt about it, DRS.
Why isn't he the rookie of the year, though? Like, we talk like Cam Smith, like, it is this guy. This guy's the best. For me, he's the best.
Dude, I don't get it. Like, okay, the Athletics are not going to be a pennant contender. They're not going to make a charge to the playoffs, as we know. But the young talent the A's have until they will be sent out to their pasture and go somewhere else in Major League Baseball because the Athletics won't pay them. Jacob Wilson got a little banged up earlier this week, but an MRI reveals that it's not all that serious. Jacob Wilson, as a rookie, is the all-star starter at shortstop for the American League. I don't give a damn how good Cam Smith has been. He should not be the favorite. And then Mr. Kurtz behind him at a 5-1 price. Both of the A's guys should be well in front of the Astros' Cam Smith. Are we becoming a Sacramento show? You and I, we're Doug Christie guys. We're Kurtz guys, and we are Jacob Wilson guys. Like, let's campaign for the AL Rookie of the Year odds.
Could we be looking at the best Major League Baseball year we've ever had? Like, just for the fact we don't play at the Trop, we don't play at the Coliseum out there in Oakland anymore. Like, the fact that Sacramento has now added that we're going to give you 100-degree days, which you never would have at night in Oakland. I mean, it's been fantastic so far to watch you play out. And yes, a little soft spot in my heart. So many times, like throughout my career, like, hey, let's wait up and watch the A's game at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's always a little bit of a special spot in my heart for, you know, Oakland too, slash Sacramento now. Hmm?
Right. You know, I'm from Tinkletown, so yeah. I love me a little bit of Sac yeah. Town, the California capital. Yeah. I had some great friends that used to live in Sacramento. What?
All right. Yeah, let me ask you some questions about Sacramento.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it just seems forgotten. Like if I'm the governor of California, like we're out of Sacramento, man. Like you can move.
For
like
sure.
We're out of here, man. San Diego. Like, where would you go though?
Forgotten.
Where would you put the capital? Where would you put it? Me, San Diego. I go to San Diego.
San Diego, beautiful town. San Diego, though, becoming a little bit like a mini LA, where congestion and traffic nearly as bad as its neighbor to the slight north in Los Angeles. Let's give Sacramento, though, its flowers. It's a beautiful city. Old town Sacramento,
affordable.
Sensational.
Affordable.
Midtown, a little bit more than other places like by the bay, certainly more than San Francisco, Silicon Valley, even San Jose, DRS. Sacramento is just a little bit too far inland, I think, to get that allure when you think of California and beaches and all that stuff.
Yep.
It's a beautiful place, though. Shout out Sacramento. I had friends that live 5 minutes from the ballpark where the A's now play their home baseball. The AAA affiliate of whoever it was, maybe the Rockies, the Sacramento Bees, maybe the Giants. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, the Bees play there still, whoever they are?
I don't think they could, right? That would be a lot of scheduling conflicts.
But where they just got kicked out of their stadium, like just not having a season?
Yeah.
You played the high school field down the street? Yeah.
Maybe. But there was like dollar dog, dollar beer night like every night. Incredible place. By the way, other teams out of the American League West finishing out a four-game set down in Southern California in Anaheim. Certainly would not make the capital of California, Anaheim. The Rangers awake at the dish, DRS, even up the four-game set, hammering the Halos 11-4. Both teams win two games, but all four games this week in Anaheim featured at least 11 runs. The Rangers couldn't hit entering this week, maybe awakening at the dish entering the All-Star break.
Yeah, should have just faded Kohanowitz last night, which, you know, I should have done just to get easy money. But if you hear that Jaws, that's Corey Seager at the plate, boys. That shark is back, and he's eating right now, man. Yo, every day, Seager on your card. We're back, baby. We're back.
Oh, yeah. We're back after this on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
One more game from our 10-game slate on a Thursday in Major League Baseball to round out for you another finale of a four-game midweek set between divisional mates, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Diego Padres. The Snakes had taken two of the first three in San Diego. The Padres get the better of Arizona yesterday to hold on at the end and split that four-game set. 4-3, the victory. The Padres were down early. They scored four straight, including a couple of solo shots from Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. And then the best closer in baseball, DRS, at this moment, Robert Suarez, comes in once again for the Padres and gets yet another save. His 28th of the year, already before the All-Star break. That's the most in MLB.
Yeah, it is. And also, you know, the Padres still hanging on, looking to add a bat here, 50-43 now on the season. But last night, again, I needed the Diamondbacks to get the 3 runs. What did they score? 3 runs last night due to a double in the 7th inning, which crossed it over. But this game should have had much more runs. Usually look at San Diego and say it's a great pitcher's ballpark, and it is. But you got 7 total runs. But take a look here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Runners in scoring position, 1 of 10. 10 runners left on base. Flip it over to the Padres, 2 of 12 with runners in scoring position. 13 batters left on base here. So you could add easily 14 runs in this game, but still stays under that total. And I did think the Diamondbacks were the better team last night because I would have trusted Rodriguez more than Vasquez. Vasquez wasn't great, but he was good enough. 4 1/3 innings pitched here, 2 earned runs. Bullpen holds it down, and away they go with the victory after being down 2-0 in that game.
Yeah, no doubt, DRS, a big one for the Padres. A half game back of their own divisional foe, the Giants, for the 3rd and final spot in the National League wild card standings at this moment. Some WNBA news from yesterday, a doubleheader of games and history for the W's best team, the Minnesota Lynx, who were beat despite being a road favorite in Phoenix earlier in the week, head to L.A. and pick up a 91-82 win. The Lynx, one of the most storied franchises in the WNBA, DRS. The 500th franchise regular season win yesterday, only the 3rd team ever in W history to pull off that feat.
Yeah, history in the WNBA on a night-to-night basis. The people watching out here, BSS. I mean, that's what I can add to this equation right now. So you like that? Right. You like that response?
I do. That was really fantastic. Elsewhere, the Washington Mystics in the nation's capital, 7-3 now at home in old D.C.
So
for
Aces.
The Sticks. No Asia Wilson for the Las Vegas Aces. Washington wins 70-68. Jewel Lloyd trying her darndest for Vegas. 20 points yesterday to lead all scorers. But the Washington Mystics edge out Las Vegas. Now an even 500 this year for Washington at 10-10. The Aces did cover, though. It's a 3.5-point road favorite. Underdogs.
By the way, how long are we out here for Asia at this point? Do we have a prognosis? Is it broken? Is it not broken? Need some time off? What do we got? Post-All-Star break?
Let me take a look.
That's a team that we didn't expect
did
to be under 500.
Did not break a bone in her wrist.
Okay.
They are saying it could be a sprain. There was no timetable for her return. Just known that she was going to miss the game yesterday against the Mystics. The All-Star break starts next weekend, not the one that starts today. The following weekend, All-Star game in Indianapolis is July 19th. All the All-Star festivities the day prior, a week from today. So we'll see what Wilson's injury timeline is. Speaking of Indianapolis, DRS, the Indiana Fever, now with Caitlin Clark back in the fold, hoping for a much better performance tonight at home than they got on Wednesday afternoon, as they were hammered by the Valkyries, losing by 19 points. The Fever, a 2-point home favorite in Indy tonight against the Atlanta Dream.
Yeah, it seems cheap right now. Like, usually you're saying, all right, bounce back effort here, but we don't know what we're getting out of Caitlin Clark. A lot of players still injured on that team, and a dismal performance last time during camp day at a noon start. This one, though, 7:30 p.m., you have to think that these practices are sort of ramping up, saying, yeah, we just can't go on like this. We're a better basketball team than what we're showing right now, and maybe this is the time to do it. But again, you're only a 2-point favorite there against the Dream. That screams like, you know what? Might as well take the Dream in this one as well.
Yeah, only a 2-point favorite, DRS. They're trying to find that footing with Clark in the lineup. She had 10 points in 25 minutes in her first game back after missing 5 consecutive with injury. The Seattle Storm and the Connecticut Sun, who played each other earlier this week in Connecticut. The Sun, the worst team in the WNBA, winning outright as a 17-point home underdog. The next game for both is against each other, but in the Northwest? What scheduling is that?
Hey, you got the private jets now. You can go all over the place. Why not just play this game in Dubai?
Crazy.
We're good.
Man.
We can make it. We can make
That's
it. We don't
weird.
Have to wait in the terminal anymore. I mean, Lisi's right. probably
Seattle.
Sitting right next to a WNBA team right now trying to get home. You never know.
Hoping Lisi is back on football full circle today, but some tough travel coming back from the
ball. Hour
number 2 next.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.